Tzom Gedalia is its own inyan, and one of the slichas that we said this morning of Rabbi Sadia Gaon makes reference to the specific events of the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam, but it gets overshadowed by the fact that it's Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and then many of the other slichas, and the whole subject of the day is really the larger theme. But it's important to also focus in on the specific events that we are mourning and commemorating, and that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Misas Tzadikim is Shkula, Kesefes Beis Elkeinu, the various Taniyos that we have associated with Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Gedalia ben Achikam, this happened, his assassination took place after the Churban, but it was, you could say, the last straw. As a result of what happened, there was no Yishuv for some 52 years later, until they began to come back from Golus Bavel. So we don't really know Nach very well. I don't know as much as I should, but it's kedai at least together that we'll learn some psukim from Malachim and some Yirmiyahu just to see a little bit about the events, the tragic events surrounding the death of Gedalia, and some lessons that we can draw from it, and just to be able to connect ourselves with the essence of this day again for the larger within the larger union of tshuva. Okay, so there's a pasuk in Zechariah, a famous pasuk that makes reference to the various taniyos. And it says that the pasuk has to do with the question that was asked of the Navi as far as when there'll be Bayis Sheni, would there be a need for these tanesim? And then the response came as follows, Kol Mashem Tzvakos, Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri. Yeh LeBeis Yehuda, L'Sasin L'Simcha, Umodim Tovim, Ve'emes Peshom HaHavu. Okay, this is the mention of the four taniyos. And the Gemara goes through, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, goes through exactly what are these four taniyos, what days are they on. Tzom Harvi is, of course, Tammuz, that's Shabbos B'Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi is what we have today, and that's Tzom Gedalia. Tzom HaSiri is Asar B'Teves. So eventually they'll become Yomim Tovim. And the Gemara discusses when we don't have exactly Sarab, we don't have Geula, what's the status of the Chiyuv of the Taniyos, and it depends on circumstances in the world, and of course we've accepted these as a chova for us to fast on these days. So Tzom HaShvi, which is mentioned in the list of the four, Rashi immediately comments based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Shlosha B'Tishrei Shibo Nera Gedalia. It was on the third day of Tishrei when Gedalia was Nerag. And Rashi doesn't elaborate, but we know from Rashi that it was on Shlosha B'Tishrei. It's interesting that there is a Radak that mentions another place, not in this pasuk, in a different place. He feels that it was on Rosh Hashanah itself. But because we want Rosh Hashanah to be Rosh Hashanah, especially since the mainstream approach is not to fast the Rosh Hashanah, we have the pasuk in Ezra, Nehemiah, Ichu Mashmanim. So they were doche, so to speak, that they would kaver the tainus on Gimel Tishrei. But Rashi's mashma that the actual events happen on Shlosha B'Tishrei. Now, the Gemara, Rashi doesn't say much here, but the Gemara Meshana says a little bit more. When the Gemara goes through the psukim, Tzom HaShvi, Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei, Shebo Nera Gedai Ben Achikam. Continues the Gemara. Umi Hargo, who was the assassin? Who killed Gedalia? Yishmael ben Nesanya Hargo. We know his name was Yishmael ben Nesanya. We'll see more about this in a bit. And what is the message that we have, that we mourn the death of Gedalia? L'alamedcha sheshkua misasen shel tzadikim kesveves beis elokeinu. That the death of tzadikim is the same severity as the churban beis hamikdash. So it's put together, right, sandwiched in together with the tzom haravi, and Tzom HaChamishi, and Tzom HaAsiri, all connected to the Churban, and here you have the death of Gedalia, which is Misasan Shel Tzadikim. V'may Kar L'Shvi, Shvi L'Chadashim. Okay, so let's see a little more background about this. So there's a few psukim in Malachim, and even more psukim in greater detail in Yirmiyahu, just to kind of get our feet wet. So this is the very, very end of Sefer Malachim. Malachim, again, the Perakim are not from our origin, but just for reference purposes, Malachim Beis Perak Chavhei, right? So it talks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the very end of Sefer Malachim, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and his general was Nebuzaradan. And after describing how he burnt the Beis HaMikdash and other things, there were some remnants of people who remained in Eretz Yehuda. Remember, the other Shvatim were exiled well before that. So you have just basically Yehuda Binyamin. So the remaining people Nebuchadnezzar left them, Vayafked aleihem es Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shaphan. And so he gave a certain appointment, like a governor type of a role, to Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shaphan. His grandfather was Shaphan. That goes back to the time of Yoshiyahu. But this is now Gedaliah, the grandson of Shaphan, the son of Achikam. So the various officers heard that Gedaliah got this appointment under the auspices of Nebuchadnezzar. He was favorably disposed toward Babel. We should know that Yirmiyahu, for example, was emphasizing in many of the Nebuos that even though Babel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but you have to recognize that was Hashem's will, and you have to go along with them and be subservient to them. But not everybody agreed with that. There were many, even other Nevi'im, who took issue with Yirmiyahu and were saying, no, we have to revolt against Babel, we can't accept this. So Gedaliah was on the side of Yirmiyahu. You'll see this even in history here, we'll see soon. And other people were not so thrilled with this appointment, because it means he's giving his goodwill, you could say, to Babel. So people heard, Ki yivkemach Babel es Gedaliah, b'yivol Gedaliah ha-mitzvah. They came. Gedaliah was in mitzvah. We'll see that soon in Yirmiyahu. It doesn't say, you know, officially that he was there. That's where he was. But Yishmael ben Nesanya, this is going to be the one who assassinates Gedaliah. V'Yochanan ben Kireach, these are all different names of people. Sraya ben Tanchumas, Antofasi, V'Yazanyo ben Amachasi, him ben Sheim. So they came. V'Yishava lehem Gedaliahu u'an Sheim. And he told them, "Al tiru mi avdi akasdim shvu ba'aretz ve'ivdus melech baba v'yitavlechem." This was his philosophy. His shita was, Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, but meanwhile, these are the people who now Hashem gave them the, you know, their star is rising. Give them the credit and give them the allegiance. Now comes the pasuk that describes the death of Gedaliah at the hands of Yishmael. Vayhi b'chodesh ha-shvi, doesn't say in the pasuk which day, that's why I say it's a little ambiguous. Rosh Hashanah, was it Yimut Tishrei? Ba Yishmael ben Nesanya ben Elishama, struck me just parenthetically, because his grandfather Elishama, the same name as his name, except different half, it's inverted, right? Yishmael and Elishama, right? They're both biblical names, and they really both mean the same thing. So I don't know what to make of that, just something to notice. Yishmael, Elishama. Anyway, he came, Mizera HaMelucha. That's not a trivial detail. Exactly what was his geza is a little question, but the basic idea is that he did not like the fact that Gedaliah was given this appointment. He was jealous. He came from royal stock. And Gedaliah was suddenly given this position of authority. Mizera HaMelucha. He came along with 10 people, Vasara Anoshim Ito, Vayaku es Gedaliahu, Vayamos. He killed Gedaliah. Vesayuhudim, Vesakazdim, Ashahayu Ito Bamitzvah. Not only did he kill Gedaliah, he massacred a lot of other Jews who were with Gedaliah in that place, Mitzvah, which was the location. And now the pasuk just continues with, again, not giving you fleshing out very many details. Vayakumu kol am mikatan ve'agado. Everybody, young and old, went. At that point, you can imagine they're afraid of repercussions, because what is politically, what is Nebuchadnezzar going to think? I appointed my proxy here, who I feel is loyal to me, and some people came and killed him. So now he's going to take revenge. So they all ran for their life, and they settled in Mitzrayim because they were afraid of Babel. That's the pasuk in Malachi. Yirmiyahu, interestingly, fills in many of the historical details that Sefer Malachim doesn't, and even though he was the author of Sefer Malachim, but he didn't put it in Sefer Malachim, he put it in Sefer Yirmiyahu, his Sefer. So in these prakim, Yirmiyahu, Lamites, and Mem, it says as follows. The ace, Yeser Am, describing after the Churban, Yeser Am HaNisharim Ba'ir, This is the main galus that many of the masses, except for the lower class, were all exiled to Babel. However, now we see who is it that's left under the authority of Gedaliah. The people who were poor, Hishin Buzaradan Rav Tabakum Eretz Yehuda. So he gave them a little bit of something to have, you know, to nourish themselves with, vineyards and so on. So he gave instructions to his general, Nebuzaradan, that he should keep an eye on Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu should be speared and safe. Whatever he wants, he'll get. Kochenu, this is what was told to Nebuzaradan. Kochenu ve'inecha sim alav v'taslom uma ra ki kashedaber elecha kenaseimo. Whatever he says, follow what he says. Now, v'yishach Nebuzaradan, Rav Tabachim, Unevushasban, Rav Saris, Venagil, Sar Otsa, Rav Mog, Vacho Rabbi Melchbaba, Vayishuchu, Vayikhuas Yemio, Mechatsa Matar. It finds, throughout Sefer Yemio, you find that he was in his dungeon. He was thrown there. He was very disliked by many of the Jews at the time that he was saying the Vuos. And who was it that ended up taking him out at this juncture? It was Nebuzaradan himself. Vayitnu also El Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan. And he chose to be with the people. These are the poorest of the poor of the Jews. This is where he hung around. Just a little bit of background, the history between the family of Gedaliah and Yirmiyahu is interesting. I quoted you one pasuk from an earlier parak, a few parakim earlier, and the context of this pasuk is the following. The king at the time was Yehoyakim. The last couple of kings after the tragic death of Yoshiyahu, which we have a keen about in Tisha B'Av, so things were pretty much downhill. And one of the kings who was the son of Yoshiyahu, who was very wicked, was Eliakim, and also known as Yehoyakim. He was the one that burnt Megillas Eicha. You know, you probably heard about these Midrashim and Psukim, really. So there's a certain point that there's a whole debate going on what to do with Yirmiyahu. Because he was saying things that were very displeasing to everybody. This is in Perek Chavav. So he spoke what he spoke, and the Kohanim and the Nevi'im grabbed him, saying, "We have to kill you. Why are you telling us these things? Why are you telling us that this Beis Hamikdash will be like Shiloh and it'll be destroyed? We don't like to hear this kind of thing." So meanwhile, there were some other people that spoke up in defense of Yirmiyahu. And they said, but you know what? There was this other Navi named Micha, and he spoke things that were not so pleasant, and he wasn't killed. So that was one side. Did they kill him? Did Chizkiyahu kill him? But then, as the Mefarshim or the Chazal interpret, there's another side that comes back the other direction. This is in Pasuk Chaf, a few Pasukim before the one I'm quoting. There was another Navi, Uriel ben Shmayahu, who was also saying things about the city, like Yirmiyahu was saying, and you should know what Yehoyakim do and all his warriors and his army. They chased him away, and he had to run away to Mitzrayim. So you see that it's not so simple. You can't let something like this just go by simply without responding. So there's like a whole tug of war, what to do with this Yirmiyahu character, right? Comes a pasuk, and this is the pasuk here that you're quoting, I'm quoting here, Ach Yad Achikam ben Shafan Haisa Es Yirmiyahu Vilti Teis Osav Yad Ha'am L'Hamisa. Who came to Yirmiyahu's rescue? Someone who had a little bit of leverage, and he was an important person. He's the father of Gedaliah. Achikam ben Shafan. Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan. There's Achikam ben Shafan. So there was already a relationship, a familiar relationship, just to have the perspective. Okay, so we went through Perek Lamed Tes. Let's go to Perek Mem. Just to know, we know more Yirmiyahu than we realize, because we had Haftarah yesterday in Shul. Second day Rosh Hashanah was one of the few Nevuos of Nechama in Yirmiyahu. Most of Yirmiyahu is Gum and Doom. Yishayahu, on the other hand, mostly is Nechama. Shevet Nechemta, as we know. But Dafka Lamed Aleph, the famous Pesukim, Kol B'Ram Nishma, and so on. That's Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph. That's very beautiful. So we know a little more than we realize, right? Yesterday's Haftarah. Okay, now after today, we know a little bit more. Yirmiyahu Perek Mem. So Rav Tabachim, Nebuzaradan says, Hashem spoke. He knew that it was Hashem's prophecy. He understood it. We know the Gemara says in Gittin that he eventually did Shuva. Amazing thing. Nebuzaradan, the murderer, mass murderer. Anyway. I released you from your chains. Come, I'll do that. I'll give you nice attention, a nice place to live. If you don't want to, choose what you want to do. L'maisa, at the end he says, V'shuva el Gedalia ben Achikam pasuk hei, asher hifked melech Bavel bar Yehuda. This is filling in more detail. So go there. Gedalia is, he has the stamp behind him of Nebuchadnezzar. He's got power and he's ruling over the remnants there. Asher hifked melech Bavel bar Yehuda, v'shevi to b'sol cha'am, oh, es kol yashe beinach, l'eches leich, whatever you want. V'yitun lo rav tabochim arucha, gives him a, you could say, package, food, masas, maseis veishalchei. So, vayavo yemiyo el Gedalia ben Achikam ha-mitzpasa. They were in mitzvah. Vayeshevi to besocha am, as we saw in the other pasuk, han yesharim ba'aretz. So Yemiyo is camping with Gedalia. Vayishmu, pasuk zayin, kol sorei ha-chayolim asher basadeh hema v'anshem ki hivkid melech Bavel es Gedalia ben Achikam ba'aretz. Vechi hivkid yito anashim v'nashim v'taf midalas ha-aretz asher lo higo ba'vel. Those who did not go into exile, they're under the auspices and authority of Gedalia. So now, this group of people come to Gedalia. Now you're going to see details that we didn't see in Melachim. This is in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Mem. Gedalia are interchangeable, as you know, right? So they come to Gedalia, Hamitzpasa, Yishmael ben Esanya, he's going to be the bad guy. Yochanan, Yonasan ben Kareach, Yisraya ben Tanchumas, ben Ephai, and Tofasi, we saw his names before. Other names, Vizanya ben Hamachasi, Hema ben Shem. The whole group of people come. Vayishava lehem Gedalia ben Achikam ben Shafan u'an Shem lemor al tiru me'avod ha'kazdim. Don't be afraid of serving the Babylonians. Shvul ba'aretz ve'ibdus melech Bavel ve'itavuchem. Things will be okay. The Churban was the Churban, but now we'll try to make the most of what we have left. Vani hine yoshev b'mitzpah l'amud ufnei ha'kazdim asher yavo eleinu ba'atem isful yayin v'kayitz v'shemen v'sim b'chlechem. Take some food, wine, so on, figs, oil, shvu b'arechem asher tefastem. Okay. There's a drasha here, the Gemara is a drasha from asher tefastem, there's a kinyan chazaka, not for us right now. The gam kol ha-yehudim asher b'mov b'nei amon v'edam asher b'chol ha-ratzo shamu kinasam melech bavel. So now the word gets out. It's, you know, it's now getting broadcast that there is a little bit of a remnant of Jews there. So now it's going to be a following. So now, what's going to happen? It's going to draw more people. At least we can settle down in Eretz Yisrael under Bavel. But meanwhile, we have a leader. We have a great leader, Tzaddik. So many of the places where the Jews have been exiled, they return. So they got themselves food, preparing food, and so on. Meanwhile, there's a heads up. The Yochanan ben Kareach, he's one of the people that we mentioned earlier, pasuk, with a certain inside information. Here's what they tell him. Hayadoa teida, do you know, ki Baris, we never heard of him before, right? I didn't. Baris melech b'nei Amon, this is his name, the king of b'nei Amon, there are always these neighboring nations, right, of other nations who are always trying to mix in and meddle into the affairs of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Baris melech b'nei Amon shalach es Yishmo ben Nesanya. So this Yishmo ben Nesanya, now we understand more about him. He was sent on a mission by this other king who wanted to meddle with the affairs of what's going on. And everything is like a larger political struggle here, right? What's going on, but there's a political context to it. So he sent Yishmo ben Nesanya HaKos HaNefesh. They got word of this. He sent Nishmo to kill you. Gedalia was a tzaddik. Gedalia did not want to mekabel this Lashon Hara. Yochanan ben Kareach went one step further. Amar el Gedalia v'aseiser v'mitzvah leimar. Listen, I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I can preempt this murder. Elchana v'akes Nishmo ben Nesanya. Let me strike him preemptively. The ish lo yeda lama yakeka nefesh. Why should he have to kill you? I'll kill him and you'll be saved and everything will be good. But now folks, why should he have to kill you? He had a premonition what was going to happen, this Yochanan ben Kareach. Why should he kill you? But now folks, Yehuda nikbatz melechav of the sheris Yehuda. What's going to happen is he'll kill you, and then if the leaders, you slay the lion's head and that's it. Then nothing's left and everybody gets dispersed. Vayomer Gedalia ben Achikam el Yochanan ben Kareach, in other certain terms, al tases adam ba'azeh ki sheker at adam elishmo. He completely did not want to accept this information. Again, it's not a new perek, except that it is a new perek. Okay, it's the next pasuk. Mem aleph aleph. Vayhi, and this is the parallel to Melachim that we saw, the one little pasuk there. Vayhi, v'chodesh hashvi, again, without identifying the day, which is again the chuki deis, whether it was Rosh Hashanah or Gimel Tishrei. V'chodesh hashvi, ba Yishmael ben Nesanya ben Elisham, again, his name, his father's name, his grandfather's name, Mizera HaMelucha, that's his agenda. The Rabbi HaMelech, Basara Nishan Ito, him with 10 people, El Gedai ben Achikam HaMitzbasa, and they have a nice meal. It could be it was a Rosh Hashanah meal, right? V'yolchu Sham, that's Radak's point, it was a Rosh Hashanah meal. V'yolchu Sham, Yachdav HaMitzvah, or it was a Gimel Tishrei meal, it was a meal.
If you hold that you can't eat in Rosh Hashanah, and then it was Dochet to the third day, so then how are you saying that?
Either it was Rosh Hashanah meal, or it was a Gimel Tishrei meal, it was a meal. I'm saying whatever day it was. Okay. Vayakam Yishmael ben Nesanya v'aseres hanashim asher hayu ito. So he had a whole hijab, him and 10 people with him. Vayaku es Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan v'cherev. Vayomes oso asher hivkid melch bavel v'aretz. Now this is the one line of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that now that we know Nach, we wonder why the Gemara has to say it. Not my kasha, it's a Turi Evans kasha. Maybe we'll come back to this. Turi Evan asked the Pashta Kasha, the Shagasari. The Gemara said, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Right? Tomer Shvi is Zeh Shlusha B'Tishrei Shebo Nera Gedai Ben Achikam Umi Hargo Yishmo Ben Nesanya Hargo Lo Lamedcha. Those words, Umi Hargo Yishmo Ben Nesanya, that's a Zil Kri Bei Ravu. It's in Forsha Pasuk. It's in Pasuk in Melachim, it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. You know one, you know the other. So what do you have? Gemara have to tell us what we all know from the Pasuk. Turi Evan asked it. So here comes some more details. Not only did he kill Gedalia, him and his 10 people, who else did they kill? The Eskoa Yehudim Ashahayu Ito. Es Gedalia, Ba Mitzvah, the Sakazim. The people that were with Gedalia in the Mitzvah, and the Sakazim Shem Susham, the Kazim that were there, Isan Shemacham Hiko Yishmael. So Yishmael killed. It says, interesting, the Pasuk says, Yishmael and the 10 people killed Gedalia, and then the Jews, and it's all him, ultimately, his orders, and then the Jews that were with Gedalia and the Kazdim, Hika Yishmael. Vahi b'yom ha'sheni, l'hamis says Gedalia, the day later, the ish lo yada, no one knew, because everybody was massacred. Nobody told the story. Nobody, no fugitives, no survivors. Vayivo ha'nashim mishchem, mishilo, mishomron, shmonim mish. Now, a whole bunch of people coming, They didn't even know about the Churban, these people. They were bringing, there's Kruy Begadim. So Shaila is, what does this mean exactly? The Mefarshim talk about it. So the Mitzudas here says that it was even after the Churban, they wanted to bring on a Mizbeach maybe also. So they didn't know about the Churban, okay, because it says that they're Kruy Begadim. But they wanted to bring something as a token. The Radak learns like this. Radak learns that when they journeyed from there where they were, they didn't know about the Churban. On the way, they heard about the Churban, that's when they started ripping their clothing. So by now they knew. So initially they didn't know, they thought they were coming to Beis HaMikdash. And meanwhile, they realized it. But either way, they're on the way. Now meanwhile, Vayetze Yishmael ben Nesani L'Krasam. Now he's a very evil person. He doesn't want it to be known that he was the murderer. So he's going to make it seem as if, oy vey, look what happened. Right, look what happened. He was the one. The Yetzi Yishmael because min a mitzvah holech uvach uvolche. Vahiv kifgoshel sam v'yamalim bo el gedai ben achikam. Come. It actually goes like this. And what I just told you now is actually a little later. I skipped a step. So I take back what I just told you. You'll hear what happened instead. He's luring them in, these people. There's a whole bunch of more people. He doesn't want them to be able to now report. So now, he's killing more people. Then these people are begging and trying to bribe him that they shouldn't get killed. Don't kill us. They see he's killing everybody. So those people, he took the bride, I guess, and he didn't kill. Meanwhile, so he killed a whole bunch of more people, right? This is an important word, expression. The pit that he threw them in, that he just, the carcasses of the people, that he killed, what does that mean? There's a lot of ways to learn it. Who was had the same pit as Asa Melch Asa years earlier. If Nebash Melch Yisrael also merely Shmuel ben Nesanya Chalolim, he filled it with corpses. Vayishvi Shmuel as Kol Sheiras Saam Hashem B'Mitzvah. He took everyone as captives. Es Ben Osa Melch as Kol Am Neshar B'Mitzvah Sheivkin B'Zavadan Es Gedal Ben Achikam Vayishvi Mishmuel Vayoch Raver Ben Amon Vayishma Yochanan Ben Kereach. He was the one who had tipped off Gedalia initially, and Gedalia didn't accept his report. So they're furious. So they're coming out to fight against him. He escaped with eight people. Anyway, Vayikach Yochanan ben Kereach v'chosrei chayom asheito es kosher es ha'am asheheshev mes Yishmael ashehika es Gedalia ben Achikam v'gvar men ashemecham v'dashem tav sarifim asheheshev v'givam v'yelcho v'yishvu v'geirus v'kimham lovu Mitzrayim. This is the pasuk in the Lachan, though. He said that they went to Mitzrayim v'nei akazdim, now they're afraid of repercussions. Ki yarum v'pneim ki yikach Yishmael ben Nesanya es Gedalia ben Achikam asheivkid melech bavo ba'aretz. I'm not sure what I was referring to before. I'm not sure what it relates to, but I remember seeing that there was some kind of thing where he was trying to pretend that it didn't, whatever. I forget where I saw that, but meanwhile, this is the basics of the story. There's more in Yirmiyahu after this, where Yirmiyahu told him, don't go to Mitzrayim. But they still didn't listen. They went to Mitzrayim anyway, and then they wanted a good Nevuah, and didn't really comply so much because he told them, this is not what I want, don't go to Mitzrayim. Now, a couple of things to take out of this. Yes,
I think the pasuk, so the end of the pasuk in pasuk vav, it says Vayomer Lehem Bo El Gedalia Ben Achikam.
Yes, what does that mean?
Meaning, and then he's gonna they walk in.
But I thought he was also making believe that it was someone else. I don't remember where I saw that.
Mistamad. After maybe he told them to come inside, he's alive. He's in here. And then they walked in, and then they realized, what happened?
Could be. The details you can flesh out for yourselves. But at least now we have a perspective. Now, there's an unbelievable comment of Chazal that Rashi quotes on the pasuk. There's other interpretations of Pshat, but this is what Chazal is saying. The pasuk says, it's bolded here, pasuk test, right? Habor sheishuchim Yishmael es pigre nashim asher hika v'yad Gedalia. Right? What does it mean? The boar that he threw, the other people that he killed, asher hika v'yad Gedalia. What's hika v'yad Gedalia? V'yad Gedalia. So Chazal say, mitoch shahayu lo lachush, unbelievable condemnation here. That the pasuk is now shouting out that Ki'ilu, the one who was responsible for the death of all these people, was none other than Gedalia by not accepting the Lashon Hara that he should have accepted. And this is, in fact, a big Indian in Halachas Lashon Hara, based on a Gemara Nida. But this is the Gemara that Rashi's quoting, right? The Gemara says, Shmo Hargan. Shmo was the one who killed these people. As he kabiyad Gedalia, mitoch shahayu lo lachush. This is what Rashi quoted. The Gemara needed daf samach aleph. Malav kasev kilu Hargan. Amar Rava. This is now a halachic discussion that the Chavetz Chaim quotes in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Hai lishna bisha, Lashon Hara. Afagav del kibulei lo mibayi. You're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. That's an iser doraisa. We'll see sashim hashav to be mekabel Lashon Hara, not just the one who speaks Lashon Hara, but even the one who's mekabel is violating an iser. Mecheshrei miboy. You have to be choshesh that maybe there's something to it in terms of protecting yourself and others. Then it's a story like this. Hani b'nei gilu adenafke la'akol adekatunafcha. The rumor went out that these people had killed people. Also coming to Rav Tarfon, they wanted refuge. Amrulei l'tamran mar, hide us. Amrulei chenevi, what should I do? Ilo at merinchu. If I don't hide you, chasi sichu, the people pursuing you are going to see you. They'll kill you. At merinchu, if I hide you, ha'amrabanan, ha'ilish tabishat gabdil kabagum bay, mechish gun yubaya. I have to think that maybe it's true that you were murderers, and therefore I can't take action to give you safe haven. Zilu atum tumunav shaykh. You hide yourself. So there's a lot here to take away from this, these inyanim. Maybe one thing is as follows. Maybe come back to the Turi Evans Kasha. Interesting Kasha. What does it have to say in the Gemara? Mihargo. So, it could be like this. That there is the Rasha, that the Gemara Nida that we just quoted, that Rashi quotes on the Pasuk, that the people who were killed along with Gedaliah, so the death is attributed to Gedaliah because he didn't accept the Lashon Hara. So if you take that a step further, you could say, ooh, so maybe Mihargo Gedaliah, Gedaliah. If Chazal is saying that the other people were killed by the Gedaliah, so then Mihargo. So that's what the Gemara says, no, Mihargo is Yeshua. What's the Peshat exactly? Manafshach. So what's the difference? There's a Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in Perek Beis. Ko ahoreg chavero biyado. If you do a maisa of killing someone, killing Shiko, b'saif, or b'evan, with mamish, a direct impact type of a death, o shechanko, o safa be'esh, whatever method, ho v'hargo, mikom makom hu ba'atzma, harizan nerek be'beis, and that's Mises Be'ek, capital punishment. Then halacha beis. Avo hasocher horeg laru ges chavero. You don't do the killing yourself. You are the, what do you call it, the hitman? Or what's the one who hires, right? Hires the people to do it. O sheshoch avada v'hargu. O shekavas chaver v'nichol f'nei ari. Tied him up and the lion comes, eats him up. V'kayotzi bo v'hargasu achaya. So you were not the one directly, but you did something that would memela lead through your actions to some hariga, some murder. V'chein harugis, hakol echad me'el shofich damimu. V'avon hariga biyado. V'chayim misa l'shamayim, v'ein ben misa spesin. This is the second daraga. This daraga number one, if you harug yourself directly, that's misa be'ezdin. Then there's, if you do a socher, horeg, or shoach avadav, so you do a maisa, but it's indirect, kafto fnei hari, that's misa b'dei shamayim. What's over here? The Gemara is saying that Gedaliah ki'ilu hargo for those people. But it was less than the Rambam, but it's included. In other words, the Rambam is talking about hasocher l'arges chavero, kafas chavero. Here, it was not a maisa, it was a sheva al tasa. But the chiddush is that that's also ki'ilu hargo. Ki'ilu, there's an inyan, ki'ilu hargo, b'sheva al tasa. But maybe that nekuda of sheva al tasa is only true on acherim, not on yourself. So therefore, when it comes to Miharo Gedaliah, that's Yishma. That may be one way to read it. The other way is not to say that, you know, with all of this, it's all up Hidrash to say there's some kind of an Inyan, a Cheshbin, to say that he was, there's a Lekach to take out of this, but Lamaisa, Mihargo, Lamaisa. So that's the Gemara. Mihargo, we should understand, of course, that blood is on his hands. But maybe also this Nikud could also be that even the Drash of the Gemara, to the extent that there is a liability that is being placed, ki'il on Gedaliah, that he's not accepting Lashon Hara, led to the death, that's only, because passive can only be on acherim, not on yourself. So a person passively, you know, doesn't act in such a way, and as a result, their life is taken, it's not considered to be on their cheshbon. That's what maybe would be the pshat. It's therefore, mihar goes Yishmael. Yeah, Shlomo?
No, Gemara, like I think on the Gemara, it says, that
on the
question isn't
Minahar Gedaliah,
it just
says
Minahar go.
Mihar go. So what
are
you saying?
It's not specific to Gedaliah. Yeah, but who was the murderer?
Yeah, but what Hargo has to mean? Hargo, who killed him? It has to be. What else could it mean though? Yeah, so Mihar go, who killed him?
So Gedaliah.
No, Mihar go. Yishmo ben Nesanya Hargo.
I'm saying the whole thing is that really might have been Gedaliah.
Right, so that's what Gemara has to say. Miargo is not, don't think it was Gedaliah, Kiwa, he was responsible for his own Yishmo ben Asanya Hargo. Yeah. The other deal I had is in the Lashon HaPasuk, it says, in Melachim at least, it says, it's in Yirmiyahu. When it comes to the people with him, it says that he and the people with him. Right? It says, Ito vayaku es gedalyo. And then the Yehudim asher hayu ito, he called Yishmael. So Maisa, it was he with the others. So the Gemara is saying, Mihargo, even though the ten were with him, he's the one. Even though another pas, there are other achronim that try to answer this kash to Riyad. Why is it? Why is it Mihargo? It's in Forsha pas. Yeah.
The Rambam says,
with a mice. The Chavetz Chaim has a very important chiddush in halacha. This inyan that you're allowed to be makabel for the sake of lachush. He says, what does that mean exactly? It's a very hard thing, the mice, to be able to understand how to split it this way. But he writes as follows in Klal Vav Os Yud. Afa pisha biranu. The Kabbalah Lashon Hara, the Hainu Lahachit B'Liba Shadav Emes, Asim in the Torah. You're not allowed to accept it to be as true. We call Malcolm Amru Chazal the Lachush Miyaboy. Ubiyah Hadavah says Chavetz Chaim. The Tzarach of Kabbalah Hadavah B'derech Shash B'Alma. Hainu Rak Kidei Lishma Es Atzmo Mimenu Shlo Yagir Lo Hezek Al Yado. V'lo Yezef Fil Hadavah Fil Begeder Safik. The Mamidim Lo Adam B'Cheskas Kashrus. So he's saying that the lachush miyaboy doesn't mean that it's a safek hashakol by you. Lachush miyaboy means that it's a chash bi'alma. That means that for purposes of taking whatever precautions that I shouldn't be affected. That's to that extent I'm understanding this to be information that could be relevant for me. But mitzad my relationship, for example, with this person, assuming he's a person who's us to speak Ashnar about and hear Ashnar about. L'chein m'chuyev adayim l'heitiv im hanidon b'chol ha-tobos v'tziv s'toru l'shar ha-nashem b'Yisrael. Ki lo nigra erko v'einenu adeir l'shna bishu l'shem dover. Rak sh'atore tira lochosh l'shna bishu l'in l'shem es atzim v'sacherim imenu. You and others. It's a very hard thing to really be able to have, you know, in one's own, you know, nature to be able to, you know, to make that kind of a split. I think the first shim and the Chavetz Chaim Ma'or this. It's very hard in the Tzius to be able to know how to make that kind of split. Alkin Kosla Poiskin Demashimuta Lachush Hainu Hecha Shiyucha Lavu De Hezek Lo Acherim Im Lo Yachush Lo. Now, if there's something that you have to do in order to protect yourself and others, so that's on a, you know, it's like a practical level, it has to be taken as something that I have to take precautions if such a thing were possibly the true case. But not that I'm really choshesh them. It's hard to know. Lachosh me. Again, I have a hard time also fully understanding how you drew this line, but as I state Chavetz Chaim. And then another place, he tries to explain Pshat and Gedalia. Gedalia thought even Lachosh is Aser. He was a tzaddik, of course, so he obviously made this error that the Gemara mentions, but he didn't want to mekabel the Lashon Hara. After all of this was said and done, they have the Gemara says Shkula Misa Sadikim, which is also important to recognize that despite the fact that you could say that there's some element here of Gedalia having made this mistake, but the tzaddik that he was is still the same tzaddik that he was, and despite the fact that you could say even the fact that it was somehow he contributed to the fact that this happened, whether even on his level and his being killed or the others. But Afal Pikain, it's still the kapar that it is, and it was still what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended up, you know, ordaining in some sense. We have to take the lessons and pull it out, but the inyan is Shkua Misa Sadik and Kisrit Beis Elokeinu, and therefore the tshuva that comes out of it in terms of the larger connection to Churban Beis HaMikdash is still very much part of the lesson. And this is really, in a sense, not just, you know, per se Misa Sadik, but also the historical connection. That's not emphasizing the Gemara as much, but Lamaisa, this was the last gacheles, like it says in the kina that we said in the sricha this morning of Sadigon. It was the last ember that we had, still a remnant that was remaining in Eretz Yisrael with the Yishuv, and after this, it was barren. It was barren for 50-some years that there was nobody living in Eretz Yisrael. That was an unbelievable klap, so to speak, amazing, you know, type of esoros, that this was the last straw, so to speak, even after the Churban. This is all perspectives on the inyan of Tzom Gedalia. Yes,
so why is it that Misa of Gedalia and Tzaddikim in general are compared to?
Because the answer is that, as we know, that Tzaddikim represent the Shechina in the world, Tzaddikim represent the Masorah, represent everything that we understand as far as relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the the inyan of the Beis Hamikdash is to be among the Shechina, to be Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. All the virtues and values are inherent to Beis Hamikdash. The tzaddikim embody that. Abos Hainin HaMerkava. So Misa Tzaddikim is in a certain sense equivalent to that kind of a loss. Those same qualities that Beis Hamikdash provided are provided by tzaddik. Yeah.
Why would it be an issue of Lashon Hara for Gedaliah to accept it if what Yochanan ben Karech is talking about wouldn't be an issue of Lashon Hara?
Right, so that's what the Chafetz Chaim talks about in one place. Like, why did he hold that he was not allowed to accept it? I mean, yeah, I don't know. he has a Ber Maim Chaim in another place where he tries to say something called a pshat. Here in the Hagah, in Rechilas Klal Tes, it's an Hagah on the bottom. You're asking. Lusana Dam Reyach, right? That's what you're asking, essentially.
Yeah, it's also meaning the Toelos.
Yeah. He says as follows in Hagah here. Afrikan nearly, the Labda Lusana Dam Reyach, Lokoy Rakim Rab Asmo. Lusana Dam Reyach, you see yourself, or even if it's Shama, but Nisbar Lo Shu Emes. Avode Shmir Be Alma, after Tzarech Lachush Lese, Ein Zakim Beged the Mitzvah Be Alma, Vazer Amu Tok Shahayo Lachush. See, this is where it's a little tricky thing. We quoted the Gemara Nida, the Yad Gedalia. So now if I ask you, does the Gemara mean to say that Gedalia ben Achikam violated the Pasuk Mefurash Alav L'Samod? So the Chafetz Chaim says no. He violated that he should have been Lachush, and that's why it's attributed to him to some extent that the Hariga of those other people. But he didn't violate L'Samod Amriyacha. So this Toel's point, I guess, that's after the fact. We know that that's part of Hilchos Lashon Hara. But in his mind, there's no halacha of lachush. You know, you're saying there's many examples of a Toelis that should be.
It shouldn't be written together in Lashon Hara.
Yeah, well, Toelis, haven't had defined Toelis. Here, it's maybe some takes to a clear cut Toelis, and this is more, do you have to be choshesh, a Jew? You know, you have to have a total muna, and every Jew has kashrus, and not even to be even have any stud and that kind of thing. So that's what we see, that's not right. We have to have the ability, and you hear sometimes Nebuchadnezzar situations where you have to protect innocent people, children, whatever it is. You know, if somebody is a chazrusham, a predator, whatever it is, there's no halachos lashon hara. You have to know how to be there to stand up for potential victims and so on. No question about it. It's important halacha. But again, Chafetz Chaim has this idea not to accept it as 100% MS, but to do everything you could and act accordingly. That get it. Yeah.
Maybe you can also suggest that like it was circumstantial. I mean, he had this insight. He assumed, probably, based on what he knew, that Yishmael was a good guy. I mean, as we said before, he was presenting something. So it wasn't that he wasn't being Mekabelish in heart, that he didn't believe it based on what he knew about him. And therefore he thought...
Right, based on his information and his relationship, right, he couldn't imagine that would be the case. Yeah. Well, a lot to take from this. Yeah.
When the Gemara says that it compares the death of tzaddikim to, right, and the reason why it compares it to the strafe of Beis Hamikdash is because of the timing. Is that meaning?
The Gemara doesn't say, but that's another angle to it, which I think what the Slicha today Rav Sadia Gaon emphasizes, the last gacheles. The Gemara just says lamedcha sheshkuas mis tzaddikim.
How is that lamedcha?
You mean saying maybe it's only because of that? No, because it's not the last ember is not equivalent to the korban itself. There's an aspect of Churban that you can see in the fact that the last ember was put out, so that also shaykh to the Churban. But maybe it's also stuff to come onto this Gemara. It's a good question. How do you combine both ideas together? I think they're both MS.
This Gemara itself locally, I'm saying.
The Gemara only says Rashan because Shkum is Sadiqim, because it's okay. But the other idea, the other natural theme that emerges is like from the Slicha this morning, that the last gacheles that was left, so that was like the makav patish of the Churban. Right, Gedalia. After that, everybody scattered, they went to Mitzrayim and so on. Okay, maybe another few minutes, we'll start on another inyan. Okay, yeah.